Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, in between the break, Spencer, and we're going to get to Shedeur Sanders speaking with Kay Adams in a second. In between the break, you were telling me, basically you got a tweet and some guy got you all riled up about the honorary degree thing again that we just had in Quick Hits. Spencer, you're not for honorary degrees being handed out. LeBron's getting one. And you went on this impassioned rant about it. And listen, the guy missed the mark, obviously. You weren't talking about LeBron. You're talking about honorary degrees. This is not a LeBron-specific throwdown. It's just anybody that gets honorary degrees.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. But in talking, you made me then switch my mind. And you gave a good rant. You were impassioned by it. And I told you, my mom has a PhD. She teaches at a university, so we have much respect for the higher learning
and
the people at higher learning facilities, okay? But I was thinking I had to go back to the genesis of what an actual college degree is, right? So, like, why do you have a college degree? You have a college degree to get a job and to be able to put it on your LinkedIn resume and then get the job and then go from there, right? If you're giving out honorary degrees, I would say 99.9% of the people that get the honorary degrees, especially for doing commencement speeches, don't need it for the LinkedIn resume. They don't need it for the job that's going to be offered based off of the degree that you're getting. Ergo, it essentially becomes useless to both sides, and so they're not actually benefiting anything from it outside of it looks good on their wall.
It's a fair point, but I still attest that it feels like a slap in the face to the people who actually have to go earn the degree. And I said, like, I get it. Like, theoretically, both people are, like, LeBron, the thing that was thrown back at me was, like, LeBron's given a lot of money to Ohio State, so he's kind of paid his way, if you will.
But he also
didn't go to class. Like, these are the people who paid their way to school.
Okay. And if this meant that it was LeBron versus the valedictorian of Ohio State this year in a strict competition to get hired at Google, and LeBron gets to put Ohio State on the resume.
Honestly, Google might hire LeBron, though.
Well, why? But if they might just
hire LeBron because they're like, well, LeBron's better for the bottom line.
Then I'd have an issue. If it was like, if LeBron was out in the workforce trying to compete to get jobs at Yahoo and Google with all these other people, that'd be like, what's going on here? Unfair fight. But LeBron's not competing in that way.
I just think, too, if you're in higher education, like you work at a university, and right now, like, colleges are having a hard time right now. There's a lot of people who can't afford to go to college. Inflation's crazy. Like, all this different stuff. Why? I mean, there's schools that are closing left and right because they don't have good endowments and they can't afford it and whatever. Like, isn't it counterintuitive to, like, you, like, what you're trying to sell to people? If you're just like, come to our school where you need to earn this degree and pay us for 4 years, or this guy can just donate a lot of money and we'll just give him a degree for free.
No, but it's not. The or part of this is the idea that anybody that's getting these honorary degrees don't actually use the degrees for the intended purpose, which is to get you a job after college. So, like, it's not, I think we're going to be all right. I think for the one time a year that they do it,
by the way, how many times do you think, like, they just make up, like, an actual, like, field for these degrees? Like, LeBron's was, I literally deleted it off the sheet, so now I can't go back and look at it. But like, do you think they just like make up random things that like the person has a doctorate in to just make it to make it so they have a honorary degree from that university?
I doubt it. I would hope it's a real...
You think these are like actual departments that they
have?
Yeah,
I think in the field would probably, the department probably pretty thrilled about it. Because it's like, yeah, LeBron, LeBron's got a degree from us.
Like LeBron's not getting a degree for like football, NIL.
Yeah, I think he might take that one as an insult. He might look at that like that's not
football NIL expert LeBron James.
He might be insulted by that one. All right, Shador Sanders was on with Kay Adams, and you know, listen, I'll play the clip and then we can just kind of go from there, because the bigger question is basically whether or not this room can get along together. And Shador spoke glowingly about Joe Flacco and everyone else. Here we go.
We all different characters. It's funny going there and seeing Joe every day. At price, I'm like, wow, I'm really with Joe Flacco right now. Like, we're on the same team. That's cool. And then, of course, with Kenny, the experience he had being in the league for these years, it's cool just seeing the process of it. And Deshaun, of course, he's active in there. He's in all the meetings, so it's cool talking to him. You know, outside the room, people try to put us against each other, but like, inside the room, like, we know we won.
At courtesy of Kay Adams, FanDuel TV. So here's the thing. I think when he says something like that, people find it endearing. Because we know his dad is Deion Sanders. There's a real possibility that he grew up in a situation where he was eating breakfast and Troy Aikman was just there. You know, like, there's a real chance that like Michael Irvin was at his birthday party. So it's not as if he's really just flabbergasted or just blown away at the prospect of sharing a room with Joe Flacco. Okay. I think when people do that, I think in this instance with Shador, I think people find that really endearing. And I think they think that's really awesome that he seems to be like, wow, starstruck almost by Joe Flacco.
I can see what you're saying. I don't know. I think it's more so because he's talked a lot about like this being his own experience and trying to kind of get out from his dad's shadow. So to me, it feels like that was a reflection of him just being like, this is like reality for me now. Like it's crazy to know I'm sharing a quarterback room with certain guys of a certain status in this league who have done some things and accomplished some things. Like I do think you're right. Like I'm not saying I don't believe that he was actually starstruck by Joe Flacco by any stretch. I just think
it sounded like it though. That was the fun part.
Yeah, I think it's more so him just processing this realization that like I made it. Like I'm in the NFL. Like I've succeeded. But honestly, the thing that stood out to me is him mentioning outside the room, everyone's trying to pin them against each other, but inside the room, like what does he expect? Like you guys are quite literally, you're all against each other. There's one job, one of you gets the job. Apparently, Deshaun Watson now has a role in it, so five of you are competing for one job. Of course, we're gonna sit there and like say like, well, we think this guy is better than that guy, and we think that guy is better than this guy. Somebody has to win the job at some point.
So this is the part that I'm fascinated by, and there just might be too many people involved. So maybe they end up just all getting along because it's not as if you go to bed sleeping and thinking about one person that's standing in your way. There's four other guys, and you're right to throw Deshaun Watson in there because now Deshaun is throwing himself his hat in the ring. But like, I think I go back to that moment where Shador put up, he didn't put it up. All the other first round picks put up the wristwatch movement and the wrist up movement.
Yeah.
And Dylan Gabriel just sat in the corner and just really didn't do any of that. Like I'm thinking about those type of moments and what translates and what doesn't. It's not in my nature. I'm just not a cutthroat human that way. Any job I've ever gone for, I've always known that I've had a job when I go for the job. So if I don't get it, it just is what it is. And I didn't look at the people that I was going up against as any sort of, while you're standing in my way. Maybe that's a character flaw that I have. But also, again, I had a job. Any job I went for, I had a job. So I knew that there was something to fall back on. In the NFL, if you're going for a job, and if you don't get it, you're just out of a job. You're like, great, you might be the backup quarterback, maybe, but there's going to be people in this quarterback room. There's five of them. There's going to be at least two, possibly three of them that next year are doing something that isn't football related. And I think there's a reality that has to shake out in that.
Yeah, and I think Shador is going to prove that he deserves a spot on this roster. I'm not like trying to insinuate he's not going to be here when the season starts, but of all the guys in this room who like have to almost have that cutthroat attitude to them, I do feel like it's Shador because he was the fifth round pick. And I know like the morning show, I think this morning talked about like the idea that we have to take the labels off. Like we can't use fifth round pick and third round pick anymore with these guys. And I think to an extent that's true, but at the same time, the Browns took Dylan Gabriel earlier for a reason. Like, so even though we shouldn't necessarily label them, we should just like let them duke it out and see where the chips fall. They clearly took Dylan Gabriel because they thought he was the better of the quarterback prospects, or else they would have taken Shador Sanders where they took Dylan Gabriel. So I still think that applies to some extent in this quarterback competition. So there are things that they're going to be measured by, and there are things that the team is going to use to measure them to decide who wins the job. And Shador, of all of them, is maybe the most likely of the, at least the rookies, to be on the outside looking in like a year, or be somewhere else in a year trying to figure out like what his NFL career is going to be if things don't go well for him, or if they pick somebody else over him, because he was the one that you invested the lowest pick possible in. Even Kenny Pickett to a degree, like, yeah, you traded a backup quarterback and a fifth round pick. So yeah, I think like there are some stakes here. And so while I understand what he's saying, and I do think there's some truth in the idea that like they're getting along, that's good.
Do you buy that?
I think right now it's easy to for everybody to get along. It's May. The stakes are lower right now in terms of like Joe Flacco. You brought up like not feeling like there was, you treated your job situations as like, well, this person's standing in my way. I'm sure Joe Flacco has that same sort of attitude, right? He's a 40 year old guy. He knows what he's done in this league. His resume speaks for itself. He's done it here in Cleveland in this system. Like, he knows what he's stepping into. Kenny Pickett probably feels on some level like he has a lot to prove, but I'm sure he's not like sitting here worried about these rookie guys.
Oh, Kenny Pickett should be worried about these rookie guys.
I think he should be too.
I think if Kenny Pickett's not worried, I got news for him. I checked and saw how much money he made in his NFL career. So a real chance if he didn't do this right, there's a real chance he's selling insurance next season.
Yeah, I mean, this is the last year because they didn't pick up the fifth year option. So yeah, listen, like I think right now in May, it's easy to just be like, yeah, we're all getting along, and there's not a lot going on.
Imagine your car breaking down and calling someone up, and it's like Kenny Pickett answering, like, I got you today.
I'm Kenny Pickett, former NFL first round pick.
What can I do with your safe and drive today?
But yeah, like I think right now it's easy for all these guys to get along because there's not a lot of, you know, on field work where they're like duking it out and splitting reps and all these things. But once we get to training camp, I do think that switch needs to flip. And Shador can get away with right now saying it's not about proving people wrong, it's about proving myself right. But like, proving yourself right means like you got to beat out these other guys at some point. Maybe it's not summer, but at some point.
I thought it was strategic that he spoke so glowingly of Joe Flacco, mainly because you're not competing against the guy with a wife and three kids right now at 40 years old. You're really truthfully not. You are competing against Dylan Gabriel. You are competing against Kenny Pickett. And so I looked at that and I thought that was pretty interesting. But what will this competition end up being? Is it going to end up being good or bad with this many quarterbacks? 216-474 to below 92. We've talked before about the idea that the reps are going to be split up and it's not going to be nearly as many as you typically would have. But Shador right now sounds like he just joined a fraternity. Sounds like he just joined like a group to hang out and drink beers with and talk football with. He sounds like he's having a great time with all these guys. And I just, closer and closer we get to this and how competitive this is and the fact that only one of them gets to start, I have no idea that it's going to stay the same way.
I definitely believe in my heart of hearts that locker rooms, like, there is a competitiveness, of course, but I do think guys can get along even when they're, you know, jockeying for the same position.
But most people know their role, though, and I think that's the hang-up I have here. Like, you could just as easily be the fourth quarterback on this team, which means you're not making the team, as you could be the starting quarterback if you're a certain player.
Well, and that's, I think, what's interesting with Shador is he doesn't know his role yet. Like, he's trying to figure that out, but his goal is, I want to be the starting quarterback of this team. So yeah, like on some level, like right now it might just be soaking it all in, getting acclimated, getting to know your teammates. And I don't know, maybe the goal for Shador just needs to be to start things off. Like, let me just be better than Dylan Gabriel. Like, let me prove that I'm better than the guy who's like at my level. And then we'll worry about like passing these other guys. But it almost feels like you're sort of thinking, he's like talking of Joe Flacco, but then like behind closed doors, he's like, I ain't losing to this old man.
I'm thinking more like he's just not in competition with the old man. Hey, because either Flacco starts the season or he's traded. There's no world where Joe Flacco is the backup quarterback here because that's just unnecessary. He either starts week one and he gets a real opportunity to see what he can do, or he's not on the team.
Well, see, this is why I think right now, this time of year, though, it's easy for the attitude Shador's sharing to be the attitude of that room, where it's like, yeah, we all get along, we're all having fun, it's May, right? Like, all these guys are here. Like, they know things are going to change at some point.
At some point, will I change? And I'll think to myself, all right, Shador, lock it in. You know, time to win this battle. Time to stop being buddy-buddy with everybody. You know, he does give off a very, I think one of the things I like about him is he gives off a very friendly demeanor about himself. But one thing I loved about Baker was a good teammate. Baker wouldn't have entered that room like that. I don't think Baker would have looked at it like we got the Brady Bunch in there, and we got the five great.
See, but I think some of Baker's own teammates would say he wasn't the best teammate. Like the Duke Johnson for sure. Thing.
There were definitely people that got mad at him.
Like but Baker and Miles didn't get along.
Baker would piss people off. Now, again, he had a lot of people that really liked him, though, and that was where the offensive line came in and all the guys that he was going to battle with.
So you think at some point Shador has to turn off, like, the buddy-buddy, you know, sort of persona where he's just like, yeah, everything's great.
Well, that's why I wonder if this is what this turns into. And this is why I think I'm fascinated by this topic, is the idea of who are we going to see turn into more cutthroat and more, I'm better than you and I know it.
I mean, doesn't
it kind of
feel like that person is Dylan Gabriel right now?
Well,
because of what you insinuated,
heard.
Like they're all throwing up the wrist thing and he's just like, I'm focused on football.
First off, I love that move, by the way. I love the move by Dylan Gabriel to not throw the wrist up in
honestly,
that moment.
I saw that video. I thought
if he had thrown up the wrist up in that moment, I would have instantly thought he's never playing in the NFL with the Browns because you're already conceding the job to Shador Sanders.
I kind of felt like Shador kind of downplayed it. Like it looked like in the video, like Quinshon started it and he was like bumping him and like, hey, like that. And then like Shador was kind of like, no, like keep that down. Like,
I think it's fine because it's May 21st. Yeah, but yeah. I think if we have this buddy-buddy group when everyone can win the job, and this is how we're talking a couple months from now, I'll be interested to see if I feel differently because I imagine I will.
This is
just a little too buddy-buddy for me. And it just I don't know. Because usually we don't see this in the NFL. You don't see five different quarterbacks going for the same job. It doesn't exist this way.
I also think that Shador is operating from a place right now where I don't want to say, because he even said it. He was asked on his conference call when he was first drafted, like, do you regret anything about the pre-draft process? And he said no. And I think that's you shouldn't regret those types. Like, you know, you live and you learn, right? So, but I do think the whole situation humbled him to an extent where he is now approaching everything from a different perspective and he's not being as brash.
Yeah.
I think if he emerges as like the immediate backup to maybe Joe Flacco, or if he just outright wins the job, I think that guy that maybe got him in trouble in the combine and why his stock fell comes back to life at some point. I think he's playing things very safe right now.
Will the competition be good or bad when it involves this many players? 216-474-0092 will continue on this afternoon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Drive right here on the Fan. Yeah. All right. Back out of here on the Fan. Spencer German, Jonathan Peterlin with you guys here on Afternoon Drive. Yeah. I don't know. I just, you know, in hearing him talk to Kay Adams, him being Shador Sanders, I did think it was buddy buddy. I thought there was a couple things attached to it. Obviously, he talked as if he was, you know, I hate to put it the way that I'm putting it, but he felt very starstruck by Joe Flacco. And I just can't believe a guy that, I debated whether or not Troy Aikman showed up to his breakfast in the mornings when he was a kid growing up. I don't know that he'd be starstruck by anyone. There was rumors of him dating Angel Reese. And even if he didn't end up dating Angel Reese, he definitely was at her 21st birthday party. He has dated different HBO actresses. Like, the man lives in a little bit of life of glitz and glamour, but Joe Flacco is the one that got him. Like, I think it was endearing. I think it was nice for the story. I'm just not buying it 100%.
Maybe he saw those five games in Cleveland. He just knows he's a Cleveland icon now. Like I said, I think a lot of this, I don't want to say he's being fake. I don't want to say he's like putting on an act, but I do think that like Shador is just being very measured in the way he talks about everything right now, because he knows that got him because he knows being himself and speaking as he normally would maybe got him in some trouble during the combine. So yeah. I do think he's backing off of that a little bit. I think the second though, like he gets the starting job, like that confidence, and not that I don't want to say he's lacking confidence, but I do think like that persona that people, I guess, had a problem with. I didn't have a problem with it. I know you didn't have a problem with it, but the one that
I loved it.
That people have a problem with, I think that's
what makes this
reemerges.
That's what makes this so daunting to me, is the idea that that's not the Shador Sanders that I know. He's always been very nice. I'm not suggesting that he isn't very nice, but he does have a little bit of an edge to him in many ways. And he would be the guy that would call Travis Hunter over and then, you know, basically rip him a new one and tear him up and down in the process of it all. And yeah, they're best friends. They could do that to each other, but he did that to more than just Travis Hunter. And then to see him come out and want to treat everyone as if they're all, I don't know, supposed to get along and everything's all gravy. I hope you're right that it's May 21st. By the time we get a couple months down the line, I don't know whether it's just Shador or whether it's anyone else in between. I don't know how this quarterback competition plays out, but I have a hard time thinking five quarterbacks all in one room, all vying for the starting job. If you think Deshaun is in that list, maybe you can throw him out, but at least four is going to get along as if it's great. Like Spencer, I go back to what Joe Flacco said a couple years ago when they were asking him to come off the couch and they're like, well, would you maybe coach up DTR? Would you coach up some of the young kids? He's like, that's not what I'm here for.
Right.
I'm not here for that. I'm here to start football games. Well, I'm not going to be everyone's best friend.
He said that this year. He was asked on multiple occasions.
Reiterated
like,
it.
Are you here for, like, how do you feel about mentoring a player or a quarterback? And he basically said, like, I'm not here to mentor a player. Like, I think that stuff kind of takes care of itself naturally if, you know, you're just all kind of part of the same room. But he was like, I'm not going to sit here and like make that my primary focus. My job is to go out and prepare like I'm going to be a starter. But yeah, like there has to be some tension, right? Like they have to look around. They see what we see. They see a team that tends to carry four quarterbacks during the offseason, but then when the season starts, they generally only carry three. They know that Andrew Berry has a propensity to shop these quarterbacks at the end of training camp. Like they know somebody is going to be the odd man out. I guess they maybe are all just like hyper-focused on, hey, I'm just going to do what I need to do and let the chips fall where they may. And I do think that a lot of times athletes do sort of take that approach to things where it's like, I'll control what I can control and then see what happens. But I think in May, that it's one thing. I think later on, and maybe that's why like Flacco doesn't view anybody as a threat either. It's like, hey, I know whether it's here in Cleveland or whether they trade me somewhere because some team gets desperate and needs a quarterback, I'm going to have a place to play. I'm good for 2025. And maybe that's why he doesn't care. But somebody like Shador, not that he has nothing to lose. Like, there's some security in coming and being a draft pick by this team. But also, yeah, like, I can see where you want him to have that edge to him and be willing to. And if you wonder, like, behind the scenes, that everything really is as buddy-buddy as it seems.
I've been accused of being a Shador fanboy at certain points. Mac, I'll go to you on this one. Does it feel like this is the... does this count as a critical moment? Is this the first critical moment I've had with Shador Sanders?
I would say it's one of the first ones for you.
It counts as being critical?
Yeah, I would say it's critical.
All right, note the time, and then when Nick tries to throw this back in my face 3 months from now, that I never say anything about Shador Sanders.
You know what Nick will say, though? He'll be like, if I wasn't here, then it didn't happen. That's going to be what he says.
I didn't hear it.
He always has a way to weasel his way out of everything, that Nick Wilson, I tell you.
There's a couple things we can go off of with that, but we're not gonna do that now. He's enjoying a nice family day. He'll be all right.
I was wrong.
Maybe. We don't know his take on this one. Maybe he'd be dead right on the money. Maybe he'd turn around and be like, no, this is... At first, I started saying how endearing it would be and how endearing it was. But I do want him to show a little bit more fight and a little bit more whatever. When it comes to... I'm just trying to think if I'm being fair here. Like, if Dylan Gabriel... And this is why the conversation can't be fair between Shador and Dylan. Their upbringings are entirely different and their surroundings are different. Again, I mentioned how Shador hangs out at Angel Reese's 21st birthday party and dates HBO actresses while growing up in extreme spotlight with Dion as his dad. Meanwhile, Dylan Gabriel doesn't have that. If Dylan Gabriel had spoken this way about Joe Flacco, you know what I would have said. I would have said, geez, the moment feels big for this guy, doesn't it? You know, I would have. Yeah, I would have come. Yeah. I would have been like, wow, like you really are. Joe Flacco,
is your third round pick.
Joe Flacco is doing all this for you. And that's part of why I think people find it endearing with Shador is the idea that Shador is one of the few rookies that could actually come in and speak this way. And I think it's acceptable because he has been around a lot of celebrities and a lot of people of influence. But there's a respect for the game attached to this as well. There's a respect for that man won a Super Bowl. I'm sharing a room with a guy that won a Super Bowl. And has been doing this for 20 years, and so I'm going to give him that respect, and I'm going to treat it as such. Maybe, just maybe, behind closed doors, we have more of the Shador that I saw in Colorado, and that's what's actually coming out, but this is a respect play by Shador. Ergo, not being critical of Shador, we found our way to go ahead and wrap this into a tight bow with our guy.
Yeah, I like where your head's at with this, and I think there's certainly some levels to like what he's doing now versus what he might do down the line. I do think it's interesting just kind of thinking about like him and Gabriel coming in together. Like I just can't fathom a world where Gabriel put out that video where he jokingly was like, "Yeah, Birdie told me that I'm picked number 94 in the third round. It was where he was going to get picked or whatever."
Yeah,
and then like. He wasn't at least somewhat caught off guard by the fact that they drafted Shador Sanders. Like if he was being promised things like, "Hey, we're going to take you at 94, he had to have been caught off guard to a degree. So I do wonder, like, if you got him in a room and said, like, how did you feel about that? How he would, like, what he would actually say. I know he said all the right things in his press conference where he was like, yeah, you get questions about these things. Like, it's just going to divide us and we don't want to divide the room or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, when he snapped back at Mary Kay.
Yeah, but at some point, the room.
I hated that, by the way. I thought that was a tone-setting moment for him.
I remember you saying that.
Didn't love that. Didn't love that at all.
I just feel like at some point, the room is going to get divided to a degree. Like, I know you all got to stick together. You're all teammates, whatever, but... It's different when it's Joe Flacco maybe wins the job and somebody like Shador can withstand that because he's like, I'm still learning. It's okay. It's another thing, though, when you have two guys on an even playing field. I'm talking about Shador and Dylan here. Mm-hmm. And you lose the job to one or the other or like one's higher in the depth chart than the other.
Yeah.
And Kevin Stefanski will say his classic line of like, well, I wouldn't read into anything right now, blah, 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 blah. But we all know better than to just, take that for face value. Like if Shador finishes camp and he's the number two guy and they ship off Kenny Pickett. Yeah. Like you can understand Joe Flacco getting the first crack at things, but how does Dylan Gabriel feel about the fact that like he got taken before Shador and now he's actually lower than him on the depth chart?
But that's the part I'm most fascinated in. Is at what point does this start to turn and we don't go into everybody's buddy-buddy and we do see some change. Like I told you I watched that Brett Favre documentary, The Untold One, that dropped on Netflix last night. and it's timely, so we can go into this. And what was fascinating to me was, and listen, I've read a lot about Brett Favre in the past. Obviously, it's not like he played 40 years ago. I watched a lot of his career, too. But I read the Jeff Perlman book, which is like 1,200 pages or whatever on Favre. I've read a lot on Favre. But what was interesting about the documentary is how deep they went into when Aaron Rodgers was picked, just how much that just turned Brett Favre into a maniac about the idea that they took Aaron Rodgers. Just not even the idea of Aaron Rodgers being around, but the fact that they took Aaron Rodgers. And we've known for a long time how problematic that relationship was based off the idea that Brett Favre didn't want to have a relationship with a young Aaron Rodgers, didn't want to foster him in any way. And then Aaron, in turn, did that to all the people that came up in Green Bay with him and treated them poorly. And it was just this never-ending cycle. But the point was, he looked at it a different way. He looked at it like, you're coming for my job. And so as we get closer and closer to this thing, I do hope that we start to hear, maybe we don't have to hear it, but I do hope that we get whispers of people suggesting like, turns out Dylan thinks Shador is soft for reasons X, Y, and Z. Or maybe Kenny Pickett doesn't like how Shador Sanders goes about his business for reasons X, Y, and Z. And it just be solely because they're sitting there and they know they're battling against each other and they know that we just can't be best friends together. They're going to portray it as they're all best friends. They'll always portray it that way to us. But I do hope, deep down in the inside, it's way more competitive than just everyone's having a good time.
You know who I honestly think are probably the most miffed by this entire thing aren't even the quarterbacks we're mostly talking about. I bet you Kenny Pickett's probably a little miffed. He in his introductory press conference, he said, like, yeah, I know they're going to bring some other people in, but my job is to win this starting job. Like, I'm coming and trying to, with that attitude and that thought process. But he also knows this is probably his last shot, right? Like, if he's going to be a starter in this league, he's got to find a way to, like, land on his feet here and seize a moment the same way Sam Darnold did and, like, try to get that big payday. So, like, there's a lot of pressure on him. So the idea of, like, two rookies breathing down your neck probably doesn't sit well with him. And I'll tell you who probably is the most impacted by all this is Deshaun Watson, because that man is impacted by every little thing that happens.
Is that why we're getting the Instagram videos now?
Yeah. He sees the Browns draft two quarterbacks, and instantly he's like, hey, let me put this video out on Instagram almost to say, don't forget about me. Look, I don't have a boot on anymore. I'm going to be back and better than ever. He always uses that line like, the best is yet to come, and he's going to be better than he was before. Okay, we have yet to see it, so good luck to you. But the guy who's been bothered by every little thing that's been said about him since he's gotten here, so much so that he blocks people on Twitter over it, you know that even though he probably puts on a happy face when he's in those meeting rooms and tries to teach them things and break down the tape with them, you know deep down he is fuming that they're trying to replace him in Cleveland. And that probably honestly started with Jimmy Haslam saying what he said at the owners' meetings about like this being a big swing and a miss. Like, he is extra motivated to try to beat out these rookie quarterbacks.
I got a new idea for Hard Knocks. Forget what division got the in-season version?
The NFC East.
Scratch that. Bills kick rocks. I don't care about your James Cook segments anymore. Browns quarterback room. Not even the Browns. Browns quarterback room. Hard Knocks.
Just the quarterback room.
We'll watch them fight.
Holiday.
It's like a season of Big Brother. We'll watch him. We'll put the camera up there. We'll watch him fight. We'll watch him get petty with each other. We'll watch them yell at each other. And then ultimately we'll find out who's going to win the job and who won't win the job in a spot where every one of them feels like every one of them's got to feel like, with the exception of Deshaun because of injury, that they have the front row seat they're in the driver's seat to be able to win it.
I think Deshaun thinks he's in the driver's seat too. That's the sad thing.
Just wild.
We watched that offense last year, and I think we all would agree that if they had started Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders even last year quarterback, the offense would have been better than it was with Deshaun.
It truly is unprecedented if you have five quarterbacks on a team and all five of them think that they have a legit reason why they should be your starter. We've just never seen that in NFL history before. The competition that comes out of this needs to be much greater than everyone is just buddy-buddy and best friends. All right, leave that there. We come on back. The Tush Push, well, it didn't get banned. And there's one person that feels like they're responsible for why it didn't end up getting banned. You'll hear that and more. It's Afternoon Drive right here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fat together, which is a lot because we all work together daily. Nick says something mean about Mac, and then Mac has started to fight back though. And so I was wondering if...
dropping the gloves, Mac. Okay.
Well, Mac has become awakened to the idea that maybe, just maybe, there is a feud going on between the two of you, which I find interesting.
I mean, there's just been a few extra shots the last few days. That's the only thing.
Okay.
I was going to say, I listened last week, Mac, when I think it was on Friday before you left for your trip, where it was like JP was just very like, hey, I think it's cool you're trying to go on this trip. And then Nick was just like ragging on you the whole time. And I was
apparently a 4.5-hour drive with me is just the worst thing on the planet. So I don't know.
Maybe that was the impetus to this. I don't know what happened. You guys were buddy-buddy. And then and I was just like, oh, man, it's a lot of shots taken at you. And then all of a sudden, my past week or so, it's like you...
The floodgates have been opened. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I guess so. When I'm in for Nick leading the show for an entire week that he's off with his trip with the Cabin Boys, should we just do an every day, just say nice things about Mac Day? Like, we just come
That's
in and we just have to say something nice about Mac to build him back up. Is that what has to happen?
You know what? See, here's the thing, though, is that if Nick knows about that, though, then when he comes back, it's going to be cranked up to 11, though. That's
also
the only thing.
Can I say
he's going to boomerang that right back.
Doesn't Nick, isn't part of the bit with the morning show that he makes fun of Ken for being like too mean to Mitch? But then he's been very mean to you lately, Mac. I don't understand what's going on there.
I don't know. I don't know if it's his commitment to that bit. I don't know what it is.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow now, okay? See what happens tomorrow.
I'm sure he just made it worse.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't help. I'll tell you that right now. We didn't help. He does so much for you. You know, he guides you throughout this industry. He's taking you under his wing. I think at certain points he's offered you extra food that he has. Now, it's food he doesn't want to eat anymore, but like he's offered it to you, and this is how you repay him.
Which, that is a rarity in and of itself.
And this is... Oh. And this is how you repay him. Not even here to defend himself. I got your back, Nick. I don't know about everyone else around this part, but I got your back. But I like that he's awakened to it all, though.
You can only get kicked for so long, JP. And then at some point, you got to get up.
For a while.
And you got to fight for yourself.
It's like an abusive relationship, but he's happy with it.
It's like Shador Sanders. Like, he's going with the flow right now, but at some point, he's going to stand up for himself and say this quarterback job is mine.
I hope he will. So today, the NFL needed 24 votes to ban the tush-push, only got 22. The 10 teams that voted against the tush-push ban, the Browns were one of them. And I went through the list, and then I cross-checked it with the schedule that the Eagles have, because I'm like, wait, there's no way any of these teams are, playing the Eagles this year. Like if you're playing the Eagles this year and you vote to go ahead and keep the tush-push alive, you're just an idiot. You're just dumb. Well, you're giving them 1st and 9 every single series that they have. They're playing with 9 yards while you're playing with 10. And I did see that the Lions were one of the 10 teams. And the only team that's on that list, the Lions do in fact play the Eagles this year. And so I think it's just monumentally stupid on their behalf. Why did they do this? Why did they give themselves a massive disadvantage for the upcoming season?
I think Nick Sirianni just has his allies, and I'm assuming that Dan Campbell and the Lions must be one of them. Because even Kevin Stefanski, at the owners' meetings, he made a joke. I forget exactly what he said, but it was something along the lines of like, yeah, you know, Nick can thank me for being one of the people who's taking a stand on this. Like he was okay with it staying. So
that's what made this no shock at all. I'm going to Daryl Ryder this one. Daryl's going to join us at 6 o'clock tonight. No surprise at all that the Browns were on this list, because the association that Andrew Berry and Howie Roseman have together, it was always going to be this way. Like, what all we found out today is which teams are in bed with the Eagles, which teams like the Eagles, and that's it. I personally don't like the tush-push at all. I think it's a dumb football play. I think it should be banned. I think it's horrible television, and that's my number one reason for not liking it. So, it's not that it gives them an inherent massive advantage, which it does. It's more that when I watch that as a football play, if it's 2nd and 1, I know what the play is going to. If it's 4th and 1, I know what the play is going to be, and the game is no longer then interesting to me because I know they're going to convert it because they always do.
So listen, I'm okay with it as a play. I think, like, I'm always one of these people. I said the same thing about the shift in baseball. Like, if you don't like the shift, you don't just get rid of it because you can't figure out how to hit against it. You find a way to hit against
it.
Right,
but not getting hits turned into really bad baseball.
True.
For the protection of the game and the interest of the game, we had to make sure that when you hit the ball hard, you got rewarded.
So what I will give you is that, like, from an entertainment standpoint, I get why people watch this and they're like, this is the least entertaining play ever. Like, I don't want to see
it's bad television.
I don't want to see a play that's always going to get converted. I will give you that. But my problem also is, first of all, I'm fine with it staying, but I think that the argument against it is what did the Packers no favors here. Because there is quite literally zero evidence, none anywhere, that this causes more injuries.
There is none.
And so I think the Packers look like a bunch of crybabies by being the ones who are like coming to the table with this, and they're like, oh, it's just so unfair and everyone's getting hurt from it. Find me the evidence that people are getting hurt from doing the tush push, and then maybe you have a case. But the NFL for years tried to like brush the player safety thing under the rug. You can't now just like loosely use player safety as the reason for you're going to get rid of any kind of rule that you're trying to enforce at any sort of juncture. If you don't like the play because you think it's boring or whatever, you think it's unfair, then just say you think it's unfair and you should get rid of it. That's like, just come out and say it.
And that's what I'm saying.
Don't beat around the bush. Yeah, exactly. But don't beat around the bush with it. To come out and make it this whole thing about player safety was just stupid.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
Now the Packers just look like a bunch of crybabies. If they're just mad they can't stop it. So find a way to stop it or find a way to replicate it. If it's such a detrimental play that's so bad for football, why can't anybody else do it the way the Eagles do?
What I think is funny is looking at this list of teams that that voted against the tush-push ban. What two teams do this a ton? It's the Eagles and it's the Bills.
Yeah.
The Bills are the other team. And in that playoff game, the one against the Chiefs this last year, Josh Allen did it. I think he was 2 for 6 in that game on that attempt.
I think it was not impressive. The one that was that he needed, though. They gave him a terrible spot. Wasn't that what happened?
No. I remember this was a talking point after the game, is how he unsuccessfully was able to do it and they kept going left with it. And ultimately, he was not able to pull it off to the degree that they expected.
There was a play in that game where there was a terrible spot.
Well, there was, but that wasn't related to this.
Oh, okay.
But the point is that so you look at the teams that went against it, and it's like, oh, well, so hold on. So the Eagles, they obviously do it well, so not many people in their division or not many people that want to see them succeed are going to vote in, you know, against it. Like, it's going to be they're fine. But then you look at the teams with the Bills. The Dolphins voted in this, the Patriots voted in this, and the Jets voted in this. Almost imploring the idea that they're encouraging Josh Allen to continue to try the push.
I almost wonder, like, what I think is so fun about this is, did you ever watch the show House of Cards?
Yeah, I loved it until I didn't, obviously. I think that's how everyone felt about that show.
For sure. And obviously, Kevin Spacey's arc kind of ended very poorly.
It went on like one or two seasons longer than it needed to.
What I love about this is, like, I think about that scene where he's talking about, like, the whip in the... He says it like the whip.
Yeah, like, he's doing, like, cool
and he,
whip.
Like, the whole point of the whip is, like, they whip up votes.
Yeah.
I just picture Nick Sirianni going around and be like, hey, Kevin Stefanski, listen, hey, we will tell you our secret of how to run the tush push if you vote against banning the tush push. Like, him trying to find ways to, like, leverage this. They brought Jason Kelce onto the floor to try to advocate for this. Like, I love the fact that it was like this. Can we get enough votes? Can we not get enough votes? And it missed by just two. I just think that's an awesome scene, and by NFL standards, it's a sort of picture.
And Jason Kelce, the one is today, that is getting a bunch of credit for why this ended up not going through and why the tush push is still around for next season. I leave that there. 216-474-0092. One analyst says the Cavs should be more aggressive because of the east window that's open. Is that a reason why the Cavs should actually make the push and maybe not be as aggressive as maybe some of you guys want? 216-474-0092. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.